So I got lost. It was all barracks.
Lawson Inada remembers his childhood growing up in internment camps during World War II.
I was just a regular little kid living in Fresno, California. And, you know, we had a nice little home, and I had a pet dog. The next thing I know, I lose my dog, and I lose whatever toys I had, and I'm living in the county fairgrounds.
Over 100,000 Japanese Americans were held in 10 remote camps in the 1940s. These Americans were not convicted or charged with any crime, yet were incarcerated for up to 4 years in prison camps surrounded by barbed wire and armed guards. Inada was only 4 years old when his family was relocated to an internment camp in Arkansas. After getting out of internment camps when he was only 7 years old, Inada returned to Fresno, California, and later moved to Oregon, where he became Oregon's Poet Laureate from 2006 to 2010.
You know, childhood is childhood. I was still that same little kid who, used to like to visit neighbors and everything. So the poem I wrote is about being lost.
Similar to the camp Inada stayed in as a child, there was an internment camp near Delta, Utah, where many Japanese Americans and their families were relocated during the war. Many of the people there were skilled artisans, and the works of art have since been preserved by the Topaz Artisans and Internment exhibit that came to the Rio Gallery in Salt Lake January 13th. The exhibit features artwork created during internment at the Topaz War Relocation Center near Delta, Utah. A series of special activities will be held in conjunction with the exhibit, including 3 film screenings. The films include Days of Waiting, Unfinished Business, and American Pastime, documentaries depicting life in internment camps. Utah Arts and Museums is hosting the exhibit. Wendy Hassan is their communications specialist.
What's really magnificent about this particular exhibit is that we will, after it completes its run in Salt Lake, we will be taking it to San Leandro and San Francisco, where many of the internees were from and where many of their descendants still live. And as far as I'm aware, this is the first time that work will be seen in that area of the country.
Among the Japanese Americans interned at the Topaz War Relocation Center was University of California, Berkeley art instructor Chira Abata, who founded an art school at Topaz, which grew from 16 instructors teaching 23 subjects to more than 600 students. Revisiting some of his poems about being a child in internment, Lawson Inada comes to this event to share his experience and lead discussions with those in attendance. He will be leading a discussion with USU students in Logan January 19th.
One thing about the art, then, is that these were actual artists. You know, they were not necessarily what we might think of as Sunday painters or folk artists. You know, they were quite sophisticated. And so behind the artwork would be, the vision and experience of the artists.
Reporting, Jessica Black, Utah Public Radio.